So I think that judgment and criticism seems to be a deep pattern. Maybe it's fairly typical of a Vajra family person. It's a bit like the mind ticking over. The mind's not really sort of very aware of itself, just tends to sort of settle into these patterns. Another technique that I try to use to work with this is conscious appreciation of people, voiced rejoicing in people. So it's a very simple practice, just noticing the positive aspects of the people around me that I just take for granted. If I'm, you know, again, part of the sort of ticking over the mind is just to completely take for granted everything vaguely sort of positive and praiseworthy that people around me do, and focus in on the things that are wrong. So, yes, very simple practice of rejoicing, of appreciation and rejoicing, which is, of course, conducive of mudita. I'll be referring to how the Brahma Viharas relate to the different techniques. So mudita, sympathetic joy. A little quote from someone called Mark Rutherford. It should be part of our private ritual to devote a quarter of an hour every day to the enumeration of the good qualities of our friends. When we are not active, we fall back idly upon defects, even of those whom we love most. So rejoicing in merit as a way of dealing with that.